So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
4.2, down by two. Jalen to get it in. They look, and here's Trey. He goes to the top. He drives. He puts it up. It's no good.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
That is a great job by Kenny with that sound. FanDuel Sports Network, courtesy of the call. Trey Young, miss. What can you do? Trey Young, you are a Washington Wizard. We'll talk about the Trey Young trade in just a moment. 310-840-4910 is the phone number. Let's sneak a phone call in first. Matt in New York. Matt, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, Nick?
Matt, what's going on? What do we got, buddy?
Hey, so you think Justin Herbert has any chance against his Patriots defense? And if the Patriots advance, do you think that solidifies Drake May, the MVP?
All right, so good stuff from Matt there. To be fair, like, I was told that there was a delay with the phone calls, and then I jumped Matt there. That's my bad. I'll get that right moving forward. I actually think Justin Herbert might rip up the Patriots defense. Like, the Patriots can't really rush the passer. And I'm not trying to hate on New England. Again, like, I think Drake May is an absolute star. But if they can't get pressure on Herbert with those receivers that Justin Herbert has, I think Herbert's going to have a big game on Sunday night. I don't know if it's going to get the Chargers over the finish line to win the game, but I definitely think they'll cover that number, 3.5, and I will have a bet on the Chargers on the money line. As far as the second part of Matt's question, which is, does it solidify Drake May as MVP? That's done already. Nothing that happens in the postseason will impact that at all. My guess is, after talking to a lot of people, and we did get someone chime in the YouTube chat, and forgive me, just because it's a little far up on our show chat, asking if we'll be doing awards on this show. The answer to that question is yes, we definitely will be. This is now the sixth show on this new network, as in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're going to figure it out. Joey Kanish is on the show today. We'll have some of your old favorites on the show tomorrow. And it was Mr. Alamo 2004. Thank you for that question. And we got something else really special planned, and I teased this on the old edition of You Better You Bet. So just if you want the awards conversation and like some of like the real in-the-weeds betting stuff, you're going to get it here on You Better You Bet. Thank you to Matt for the phone call, 310-840-4910. Close the hour here with some NBA. So last night, I actually snorted when I saw this. Not in the way like Tony Montana snorts. Trey Young traded to the Washington Wizards for CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert. Trey Young traded for CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert. If you're asking yourself right now, what else? Nothing. That's it. Now consider this, because I've said this is a funny trade. Consider this. In 2018, and if you're a big sports fan, you already know this. And if maybe you're not a huge NBA fan, I'm going to enlighten you right now. On draft night in 2018, the Atlanta Hawks traded Luka Doncic to the Dallas Mavericks for Trey Young and Dallas's first round pick in 2019. Atlanta used that pick to select Cam Reddish. I'd rather have a radish than Cam Reddish. I don't even like radishes. Luka Doncic for Trey Young and Cam Reddish. And what's funny about that, That's not even the worst trade involving Luka Doncic in Luka's career. Shout out to Nico Harrison. Maybe we'll see today the Lakers will trade Luka to the Celtics for like Hugo Gonzalez, Sam Hauser, and a bowl of New England clam chowder. Who the hell knows with these Luka Doncic trades over the past 10 years in the NBA. Trey Young to the Wizards for McCollum and Kispert. Just from Luka to CJ McCollum. How the mighty have fallen for Trey Young. Now, with that being said, and we can get our jokes off, and it is ridiculous that Trey Young's value, he's Enron. Like, he's Bernie Madoff. You want to talk about stocks that crashed? Like, that's what this is. It's crazy with Trey Young. No one would have ever believed this. Remember when, like, the Hawks beat the Sixers in the Eastern Conference semifinals a couple years ago? The year the Bucks beat the Suns in the title, they went to the Eastern Conference final. He got traded for, like, CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert. We can get our jokes off. But from an actual basketball perspective, I love this trade for both teams. Trey Young is not the player that we thought he would be coming out of Oklahoma, right? He's not. Doesn't play a lick of defense. Clearly, like, his teammates didn't like him anymore in Atlanta. It's pretty obvious that. And Trey didn't want to play there anymore either. He just got traded. It's pretty obvious, right? But let's be clear. Trey Young is not a bad player. Trey Young is still a good basketball player. And on a team with a couple ascending young stars, whether it's George, whether it's Alex Sarr, whether it's Trey Johnson out of Texas, 6th overall pick in last year's NBA draft, Trey Young can absolutely elevate some of this young talent. The question for Washington is going to be, how many games is he going to play in this year for the Wizards? Because the Wizards, to quote Willa Ford from back in the day, they want to be bad. If the season ended today and it doesn't, and there's like the lottery, whatever, the Wizards would have the 4th pick in the draft, in a loaded NBA draft, and the Wizards cannot screw this up. They have to try and get a top pick this year, and then next year, they can figure it out with Trae Young, where they can absorb his high salary, and they can make a decision on him at the trade deadline, what they want to do with him. But this is a low-risk trade for the Wizards. I love it for the Wizards. And for the Hawks, it's addition by subtraction. Jalen Johnson is the star of this team and the future of the team. And they've gotten off to a rough start this year, but they have designs on competing in a wide-open Eastern Conference. I like it for Atlanta. Kispert can come in and shoot threes. McCollum is obviously a veteran that can get buckets when needed. We don't often get win-win trades in sports. I absolutely think we got one here with Trey Young to the Wizards. And I was going to say McCollum and Kispert to the Hawks, but really what it is, Trae Young no longer an Atlanta Hawk. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will start hour number two, previewing the college football playoff with Danny Cannell from CBS Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.